Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to talk with our Kansas dairy producers concerning summer heat stress. You know, as we head towards summer, it's very important that we have our heat abatement systems ready for our dairy cows. So on the feed line soaking systems that we have along our feed lines on most of our dairies, it's really important that we clean those systems, flush them, and make sure that all the nozzles and check valves along the way are working correctly. As you're doing that, you might want to check the controllers and solenoids to make sure that they're still functioning correctly. It's also a good time to take care of all of those issues that sometimes occur during the winter time when we have frozen pipes and some pipes break and need to be repaired before we're ready for the summer. Once you get the feed line soaking systems up and ready to go, it's time to start thinking about your cooling systems, your fans. Have they been cleaned? The other thing you might do is you might evaluate whether or not they're doing an effective job of actually delivering air down to your cows. Maybe make sure the angle is set right so it actually blows on the cow and not simply just down the barn. Then some other things to think about and final checklist as you finish up getting your cooling system ready for the summertime is assuring that you have enough water volume to supply the feed line soakers that you may have installed along the feed lines. So we may need to think about updating some water lines, maybe updating some pumping equipment so that we can get a higher volume of water onto our cows over the feed lines. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a look at their cow cooling systems and get ready for the summertime heat.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.